Hello?
Hi, Anthony. This is Nikki calling back from Local Splash.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you for your patience.
Yep. And is this the best time now?
Yeah, this is perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. Very much welcome. And yep, this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Anthony, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Very much welcome. And I see it here that you already signed the terms and conditions, but you haven't done up setting up your security question. So this question is for your protection, so anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So the choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. So which one would you like to use?
Well, I created one with the guy before. Do I create a new one?
You played one with Chris?
With Chris, yeah. It was what city I was born.
Okay. I actually see it here that it wasn't set up. So maybe Chris haven't set it up yet. And can you provide me the city where you were born?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. All right. Let me just go ahead and update it here to make sure that's Brooklyn. Thank you so much for that, Anthony. So now I'm going to go ahead and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called All Gone Bed Bug Exterminator LLC. Is that correct?
So you say All Gone Bed Bug Exterminator LLC, right?
Yes. All Gone Bed Bug Exterminator LLC. And the address that I have on here is 65 to 88 162nd Street/Meadows, New York, 11365.
Okay, you said 6588, right? Could you like you said?
Oh, there's 65-88.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Okay. 162nd Street, Fresh Meadows, New York, 11365.
Correct.
Okay. And is this a home address or an office location?
I'm a service area only, so it's a home address.
Okay, gotcha. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Will Google have a rewards verified addresses with better local rankings, or are you going to hide your address?
Oh, I wouldn't mind showing the address, but I think Google said to, I don't mind showing the address, just without the apartment number or suite number.
Okay. Actually, if you do have a suite number, I'm going to ask you for that, but if you will not be comfortable, then we can hide it.
I would very much like to hide it.
All right. No worries about that. We can hide it for you. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Amazing. And will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for it now?
Yes.
Okay, so the ID number is C2909898.
I got C2909898.
That's the ID number, correct.
All right, and do you have the expiration date?
Expires 03/21/2027.
Okay, I got 03/21/2027. Thank you so much for that, Anthony. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 347-760-6675?
Yes. And How will you guys send the mail without my address, apartment number? Do I give it to you?
Yes, I'm actually going to ask you about that one. If you can provide me your suite number. So anyways, it's only for our files.
Okay, perfect. So it's suite 3M as in Mary.
Mm-hmm. Suite 3M as in Mary.
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for this. And I just want to confirm that I got here your correct email address, and that's allgonebedbug.ex@gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right. And do you already have a business website? Oh, you do?
Yes.
I see. Let me just go ahead and pull up your website real quick. I just want to make sure that I got your correct domain name. So that's allgonebedbugexterminator.com.
That's correct.
All right, and I just want to ask you, would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
No, I'm going to deal with the website later.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and just promote it as is then?
Yes.
Okay, so let me note it here that we'll just promote your website as is. Okay, and also, let's go ahead and proceed with your call tracking. So let's set up your call tracking, Anthony, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. So this tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the call tracking number that my team set up for you, and let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can go ahead and finalize this, okay? So
okay. Let
me see the phone number that they got. Just one moment, and let me know if you're not okay with the number, so I can go ahead and have
Can I ask you a question?
Yep, sure.
Well, has anybody ever said that they're not okay with the number that you guys provide? What would be the reason that nobody would want to take the number?
Like, for example, there are some call tracking numbers that have some 666 on it, and they don't prefer it. So if it happens, your number, yeah. So we just want to make sure that you're comfortable with the number, with the call tracking number that we will set up for you.
Okay.
So let me just see it here, because I think there's no tracking number yet, because there's no number available with 347. Let me check the overlay for you.
Okay.
Okay, just one moment here. I think we're getting you a number that starts with 718. Would that be okay?
Okay, no problem. Yeah, and that number is not my number. I don't need to know it or anything, right? It's just a number that you guys in Local Splash use, right, to get in contact with me?
Oh, good question. So this call tracking number is a number that we will be marketing online, and it will fall through the number that you have. So basically, we will set you up a call tracking number.
And why?
So your clients will be calling this phone number, and it will go directly to your number ends in 6675.
So then why wouldn't my regular number just be okay to use? Just a question.
Yeah, good question. So the reason is this call tracking number is endorsed by Google itself. So you get a good features from the call tracking number. For example, you will be able to track all your leads on the Local Splash dashboard or on your Local Splash app. And if ever you miss anything from clients, you will be able to review or listen to conversations. So that is also an advantage. That's why we really highly suggest a call tracking number. But you don't have to worry, even if you already marketed your phone number. The call tracking number is actually targeting some markets for you.
Okay.
Yeah. And upon checking it here, the overlay 718 is not available, but we do have the 929 for you, and that number is 929 929-998-4434. Just let me know if you're okay with this.
Yeah, any number is fine.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and have this for you so it will be finalized. Anyways, after we end this call, Anthony, I will do a test call to make sure that your call tracking number works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
All right, and since you do have the call tracking number, to maximize your return on investment, you actually need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync.
Wait. So if I take your number, I have to change my website?
Yeah, we actually highly suggest for you to update your website with a tracking number because it will be helpful, especially on synchronizing your listings and online presence.
Okay, one more question. Say I don't want a website anymore. Can I get rid of it and still continue with you, or do I need this website?
You actually already have your website, right? Your website
I'm saying if I don't want the website anymore, can I continue with it with you without the website?
If you want to take your website down, you need to say, can you keep your Google Business profile and your Facebook ads or your Facebook business page?
Yeah, everything that you guys providing for me, yeah.
Okay. So for now, we are actually not providing you the website because you mentioned earlier that you will promote your website as is, right? So what we're
going to be working... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I think you're misunderstanding. I said, what if I don't want my website anymore? Not anything to do with you guys. What if I don't want my website anymore and I just get rid of it? Can I continue with you without that website?
Good question. Actually, we highly suggest for you to have the website because it's very helpful for the search engine optimization. So if ever you will get rid of the website, of your website, we can actually create a new website for you with a new domain name with no additional cost.
No. My question was, if I didn't want my website, if I don't want no website at all, can I still do everything that you guys are providing for me?
No website at all. Okay. I will have to clarify that with the team. If it would be okay to proceed with no website, but if you really just in case, right?
I'm not telling you I'm going to do it. It's a hypothetical question. I want to know everything that goes around my business and the stuff that I'm doing for it. So I just ask a lot of hypothetical questions.
Yes.
Like if I didn't want a website at all and I continue with you, I don't want a recommendation. I want you to tell me yes or no. Can I continue with you if I don't have the website?
Yep, actually you can continue with us, but I have to check it with our team if that would be very helpful. But if you don't want to have website and you just want to have the Google Business profile and some, yes, of course, you can still continue with us.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But of course, we wanted you to maximize all the results, right?
Yeah.
So, yep. And let me just note that here. Okay. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? For a one-time fee of only $19, we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. And before you hear ring on your end, you will hear this message. Hi, thank you for calling. Your potential customers will hear this message. Hi, thank you for calling Allgun Bed Bug Exterminator LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment, Anthony, will let you have the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. You can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then we can record it for you. And it's going to be only a one-time fee of $19, and you can ask for changes anytime. Would you be interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, thank you. Not at this moment.
All right. Yep, you can actually add it anytime.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Keep it for now. Okay. And also, are you familiar with Google Workspace?
A little bit. Not too much. I've used it probably once or twice. Workspace.
Okay. So Google Workspace, Anthony, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you have a domain name that's allgonebedbugexterminator.com, And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says anthony@allgonebedbugexterminator.com or info@office@allgonebedbugexterminator.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your teams to stay organized with cloud storage and secure file sharing and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. And if you would like to add that, you can add it anytime. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. And now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide bed bug exterminator services, or do you want to focus with exterminator services?
I thought I did this yesterday, but all right. So now we get to choose how many we want to choose, right? So
yes.
Bed bug exterminator, pest control.
Okay, so you want it to be found first with the keyword bed bug exterminator and not exterminator services. I just wanted to clarify.
I don't know. What would you recommend?
Okay, but what's your main service that you want to win?
I strictly do bed bugs now. Just
okay,
bed bugs
you strictly do bed bugs. Okay, so if you do bed bugs, you strictly do bed bugs exterminator, then we can go ahead and work on that. So let me just go ahead and pull up the best keywords that I got for you. So you want it to be found first with the keyword bed bug exterminator, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And also you mentioned about pest control services and termite control services.
No, I not termites.
Oh, just pest control.
Yes, mites, just mites, like pigeon mites. Just pest control and bed bug exterminator. Those are the main two because... I don't want people to call me for cockroaches or stuff like that when I really don't do that at the moment.
Gotcha. All right. So anyways, Anthony, I pulled up some top-performing industry keywords for you under Bed Bug Exterminator. I'm going to go ahead and read the list. Let me know if you want to add anything or if there's something you want me to take out from the list, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I got the first keyword, it's bed bug exterminator. I have added the pest control services. We have here bed bug control, bed bug treatment, bed bug removal services, bed bug inspection, residential bed bug treatment, commercial bed bug extermination, emergency bed bug exterminator, local bed bug control, bed bug heat treatment, chemical bed bug treatment, professional bed bug exterminator, affordable bed bug extermination, same-day bed bug treatment, licensed bed bug exterminator, and safe bed bug treatment. Are you okay with all
yes.
the keywords?
Yes. I also have a product that is a fungicide and it's eco-friendly. So can we put that as well? Or?
Yeah, for sure. Eco-friendly, what's going to be the keyword for that? Eco-friendly bed bug services?
Yeah, eco-friendly bed bug, services.
Bed bug exterminator services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any other keywords?
No.
Oh, I
at the moment.
See here. Do you want me to add eco-friendly bed bug control?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And how about bed bug prevention services?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, we also have here mattress bed bug treatment.
Yep.
And how about bed bug pest control services?
Those are all great.
Okay. Okay. And let me see. All right. I think we got here the best keywords for you. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
At the moment, I can't think of anything. You've said so many that were really good.
All right. Anyways, Anthony, you will receive an email with all these keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is there anything unique about your business? Or can you tell me anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Mm. That's a tough question to answer very fast. Let me think.
Yep, like I can give you a few samples. Like, do you offer free estimates? Is this family-owned
free estimates? 100% free estimates.
Mm-hmm. Is this locally owned and operated?
Locally owned and up. What does that mean? What does that mean actually?
Like, is this locally owned here in Fresh Meadows and operates here in Fresh Meadows? Like.
Yeah, it does, but it also does the entire New York. So I don't know.
Is it like entire New York, but it's not under, it's still under 2 hours driving distance?
Under 2 hours for sure, yeah.
Gotcha. That sounds good. Because I want to make sure that your Google Business profile will not get suspended again, because I see that your Google Business profile was suspended, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we will talk about that one later.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see. Can you add any other details that sets you apart from your competitors?
Free estimates. Price matching.
Okay, so you do offer competitive prices?
Competitive prices, yes.
Gotcha. All right. This is actually a good description. And do you have a mission statement?
Mission statement? What does it mean, a mission statement?
I'm actually pulling up your website right now, checking if you do have an existing mission statement. Because if you don't, I did prepare a list of mission statements for you. Oh, I see on your website that this is also family-owned and operated. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I can add that because some of the clients actually like businesses that are family owned and operated. So that's an advantage. So let me see. Okay. All right, so if you don't have any mission statement, I actually prepared a list for you. I'm going to go ahead and read a few samples. Tell me if there's anything you like from my list. So I've got here Anthony at All Gone Bed Bug Exterminator LLC. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at All Gone Bad Bug Exterminator LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at All Gone Bad Bug Exterminator LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The fourth one is at All Gone Bad Bug, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. And the last one that we have is at All Gone Bad Bug, we strive for higher standards of service.
Okay. Can you repeat number one and three, please?
Number one and three. And the first one is at All Gone Bad Bug Exterminator LLC. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. The third one is at Bed Bug, at All Gone Bed Bug Exterminator LLC. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
I like three.
You like three, so let's work with that. And do you have a tagline, a slogan?
I've been thinking of one, actually. I don't have any, but what about all gone after 30 days? No, I don't know.
You can think about it. You can personalize and send us an email once you personalize your tagline.
Okay. I keep thinking about it then.
Okay.
I need a slogan.
Yeah, because you mentioned earlier that you were already considering that. And slogan is actually helpful also for the marketing. So if you can make something really nice and catchy, then that would be very helpful. All right. And how many years have you been in business?
I opened up my company last 2025.
One second.
I'm sorry, I lied. I opened up my business 2025, last year, yeah.
Last year. But how many years of experience do you have?
Since I was 17, I'm 34 now, so almost 20 years.
Oh, wow. Now, look at that. The business started last year, but you have, like, almost 20 years of experience.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'll note it that way. So, this is started 2025, but you have almost 20 years of experience.
Ooh. Yeah.
Actually, your years of experience is also one thing that sets you apart from your competitors. Do you want me to highlight that one?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, years of experience. Almost 20. Gotcha. And how many people work with your company?
At the moment, just two.
Two. Does that include yourself?
Myself, yes.
Okay. So you have two here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Both.
Okay. We have both. And what are your hours of operation? Oh, you just
I have it at 24 hours for the moment.
Okay, that's 24/7, 24 hours, 7 days a week?
Yes.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
Just cash, Zelle, and Cash App for now.
We have cash, Zelle, and Cash App for now.
You have Venmo? Okay.
Okay. You don't want to add Venmo. So now that we have your business information, Anthony, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you the second option, Anthony, because blanketing hundreds of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which one do you suggest?
Definitely the most popular one, the first one.
All right. Let me just go ahead. Okay. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Fresh Meadows, New York. So for this one, Anthony, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Also, I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Or do you have more than 5 cities? Do you think we could work on that?
So I do the all 5 boroughs, Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Staten Island, Manhattan, and
Jamaica,
Long Island. Oh, for sure, Jamaica's a part of Queens, so yeah.
Okay. So actually, let me see. Chris left a note that you want to do Queens, Brooklyn, Jamaica, Manhattan, the Bronx part of New Jersey, and Long Island.
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Let me just try to pull it up real quick if I can successfully add all of this.
Jamaica is a part of Queens, so I'm not sure if you could just take that one off because Jamaica Queens is Queens.
Okay. Long Island. Oh, it's not actually popping up for that. Oh, I see. Long Island, New York.
Yes.
Oh, it's not. Let me see why. Oh, you mentioned about boroughs, right?
Yes.
I can't actually successfully add the Long Island here.
Long Island is very big, just like everything else, but...
Yeah. Or do you have any specific cities for Long Island?
Not that I could think of.
We can actually work with cities and counties, but Long Island is not actually popping up here in my end. And for your Google Business Profile, target areas.
Okay, can I add it later, if anything?
Yeah. For now, I'll try to make sure that we have some cities that we can start on working for your Google Business Profile. So let's try the Brooklyn, Jamaica, Manhattan, and the Bronx part of the New Jersey. Or we can add, let's see. Yep, I can actually add the three. Brooklyn, we have Manhattan, and Queens.
Yeah, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Bronx, and Staten Island.
Okay. What's the last one?
Staten Island. S-T-A-T-E-N.
Mm-hmm. Yep, got it here. Let me see if that would work out. All right, so got it. So it added Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan,
Bronx.
So that's five?
Yeah, the all five boroughs, yeah. And parts of Jersey as well.
Like, do you have specific for that, for Jersey, for New Jersey?
Try Jersey City, Union City, what are other ones? Secaucus. I don't know Jersey too much, actually.
Okay.
But I'm willing to drive anywhere.
Yep. As long as it's under 2 hours driving distance, so you can work on that.
Good.
That's Union City, New Jersey. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
North right. Bergen? Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Oh, you want to add one more?
No, Bergen? It's okay. We could do it later, if anything.
Okay. If you want, I can add North Bergen now.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for this. And that leads me to my next question. You mentioned earlier that you do have an existing Google Business Profile that was suspended, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if your Google Business Profile that was suspended have reviews on it?
It did have reviews.
How many reviews does it have?
I can't remember. I think it was like 9 or...
Good. Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 9, a little bit more, a little bit less. I just can't remember.
Okay. Since it does have reviews, then let's go ahead and work with that suspended Google Business Profile, because having reviews is very helpful, right? And let me go ahead now. Can I walk you through on adding SS Manager to your Google Business Profile so we can work on it?
Yeah, so I have to add you on my business,
manager.
Right?
Yes, SS Manager.
Okay. My business.
Mm-hmm.
All gone, Biblic Exterminator. Three little dots. People and access, right?
Yeah, people and access.
Yeah, and then do I add one now?
Yep, so you can add, and I can go ahead and read to you the local splash listing number. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so put in, just put up the local splash listing number, and that's going to be 552-554-6200.
All right, so let me just repeat it again, 552-554, oh, your name popped up, local splash listings.
Yes, it's popping up, and once you add us, you should receive a pending notification, and I will check it here on my end if you successfully added us as managers. will let our Google Business Profile team know that you have successfully added us, and we will work on that.
Okay, one question. Will you be able to find out why my business was suspended?
That is what we're going to look out. Because one of the reasons why your Google Business Profile will get suspended, Anthony, is first, maybe you have duplicate accounts. Do you have any duplicate accounts or no?
I had two, but I didn't.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I didn't list it or anything. I also deleted it as well.
Okay. So one of the reasons why your Google Business Profile will get suspended is if you have a duplicate account. The other reason, if you have more than 2 hours driving distance of the specific cities or zip codes that you have in your Google Business Profile. And the other one is maybe your Google Business Profile.
Can you hold for 1 second? I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
just 1 second. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, no worries about that. So, yes, so those were the possibilities why your Google Business Profile was suspended. And also one more thing, for example, if your business name is not the same name as your documents, that could also be one, or maybe Google was asking some requirements from you and you're not able to provide that. There are actually a lot of possibilities. But my team will check on that, okay?
Okay, perfect. And when you guys find out, can you please let me know? Because I would love to figure it out. I've been trying for months. So.
I will let our Google team, I will ask them if they will be able to figure out why. And if they do, once they will work on your listing, once they work on that suspended account, if they were able to find out, then I will let them know that you want to know, okay?
Please. Okay. I would really appreciate that.
So let me just note it here. I will send him a message. Okay. So since your Google Business Profile was suspended, then our Google team may ask you some documents for reinstatement for your Google Business Profile, and you will hear from our team, okay? Or you will receive an email or text message or even a call from them. All right.
Okay.
And I see it now, Anthony, that you have already successfully added us as manager to your Google Business Profile, and I'm letting them know. All right. Thank you so much for this. And one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes. Can you repeat it one more time, though?
Yeah. So we do weekly posts for your Google Business Profile to keep you front and center in local search. So if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, Anthony, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard.
Okay. So then, yes. I understand, yes.
All right. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I do.
Do you still have access to that?
Let me see.
Because if you do have a Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. If you would like to have our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow, then I would ask you to add an admin to your Yelp page. And I can send you an email for that.
Okay, but I think Yelp was connected to Google, so I don't think nobody could see me on Yelp.
Ooh, so does it mean that your Yelp is also, like, suspended or not popping off?
Well, I don't think so. They didn't tell anything about it being suspended. But I'm on the app, but I just can't search it on anybody else's app. Can you search on it?
Okay. But you do have an existing Yelp page, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me see about that. How about I'll send you an email if you will successfully add us as admin to your Yelp page, and that means to say your Yelp page is live And if it's not, if you don't really have any Yelp page for now, we can actually create a brand new Yelp page for your business.
Okay, whatever you think is the best.
Does your Yelp page have any reviews on it?
No. I barely did much on it because when I listed it, I couldn't find it in nobody else's app, so I just left it alone for a while.
Okay, let me see if we can create a new one for you, okay?
Okay.
And we will optimize that, because that is also an advantage for having a call tracking number. We'll be able to create a Yelp page for you. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Yes.
Okay. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
How do you do that?
Okay. So I will send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, Anthony, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. So I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Since you do have Facebook ads as part of your package, I'm sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. So I'm sending a special link. You don't have to worry. With that special link, Anthony, we will not be working or touching anything with your personal Facebook, because I do understand that your Facebook business page was created through your personal Facebook, right? So with that special link, we will only be working directly with your Facebook business page. So I'm sending it to you right now. Just let me know once you receive it. And
it's
really
an email.
Sent you through an email and a text message that will come through for both.
This says call tracking phone number.
The other one. I'm sending you an email that says grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running.
Okay. I'll just wait for that one then.
All right. And while waiting for you to receive that email, would you like me to go ahead and continue asking you questions?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. All right. So as I have mentioned earlier, you do have Facebook ads included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, Anthony, would you like to send specific images for your Facebook ads or for your ad campaign, or have our creative team handle this?
Creative team.
Okay, so I will have a creative team handle this. But do you have a lot of photos that you can send?
Not at the moment. What kind of photos?
Like photos of your before and after job, so we can use it as reference, use it for your Facebook ads. But if you don't have any photos for now, that would be okay. We can
not
actually
at the moment.
Use. Mm-hmm. We will be using like stock photos or AI-generated images as a placeholders. So if you have available photos, you can always update it. Okay. So
okay.
For now, let me just note that you don't have photos. And there are 3 lead response methods for your Facebook ads. We have this form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. But what we recommend is the form fill, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Whichever one you recommend. I'm not even sure. Can you? This is difficult. I have no idea what those two things are.
All right, so form fill. I'm going to let you know what form fill is. So as simple as form fill, your potential customers, Anthony, will fill in a form on your Facebook ad the one that we will be running. And the information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we actually recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. So the reason why I highly recommend you the form fill, because our Facebook team who's working on it see most of the success that their clients are having is when they run the form fill instead of calls and Facebook Messenger. That's why I highly recommend it to you.
Okay, then I'll do whatever you recommend.
Okay, so let's work with the form fill. And did you already receive the email for the Facebook business page to get your
Nothing
explain?
Yet.
Nothing
no,
yet.
Did you send it to allgonebedbug.ex@gmail.com?
Yes, I sent through the email allgonebedbug.ex@gmail.com. And it actually was sent here on my end. Let me just, would it be okay if I will resend it to you? Or in some case, you will receive two emails from that.
Thank you.
Just to make sure that you receive it. So let me just resend it again. It says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. So I'm resending it now. And again, while waiting for you to receive that, I do see here, Anthony, that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. And investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. And if you would be interested one day, Anthony, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results. And you can always give us a call anytime if you are interested in this. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
I just received the message. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part you said. Can you say that one more time?
Yes. And I was asking if it would be okay for us to reach out anytime. Can we call you anytime if we have concerns with regards to your account?
Yes.
Okay. So you already received the email?
Yes.
Okay.
Do
you want me to walk you through?
Yes. In order to grant us access to your Facebook pages, please click here. Okay, let me click here. Where do I sign in? Facebook. Okay, connect to Facebook. What is it?
Email. Or some number. Wait up.
Wait, which one? There's multiple emails everywhere. What? I have one. I have this. Where?
Can you just log in like that, please?
Hold on, ex@gmail.com. Capital K?
No. No. Look.
That's the one, right? That's the email?
Mm-hmm.
lead side, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm confused now. I'm here, right? Okay, it says I'm completed.
Gotcha. Yes, I actually received it here in my end. They successfully granted us access through Lipscape. So let me just go ahead and note it here, and I will let our Facebook team know so they can work on your Facebook business page. Thank you so much for that. And do you have a logo? I see that you have one on your website, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you'll be able to provide it to us, or you can upload it to your dashboard through your local Splash app, or you can send it, so that would be helpful so our team can work on it. All right. And now you will see several important emails from Asun Anthony. First, to view your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust, just reply to the message. And if you have project photos, videos, or logo, you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stuff photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So you do approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images, right?
Yes. You're breaking up a little bit, but you just said that you're going to use AI-generated stuff and upload I couldn't hear you much.
Yep, correct. Can you hear me well now?
A little better.
Okay. So, since you don't have any photos yet, as you mentioned earlier, we will use stock photos or AI-generated images as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, would that be okay for you?
Yes.
Okay. And your client dashboard logged in, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash. And we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps, okay? So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me see. Let me just pull up my calendar real quick. That's going to be the same day, Thursday. It's going to be on the 26th of February. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
I'm very sorry, but it sounds like you're in like underwater a little bit. It's like bubbly.
I'm sorry. Am I still breaking up?
Yeah, you are.
Ooh.
We're almost done. In and out. Yes. Yeah, okay.
We're almost done, and I don't know. I'm so sorry about that. Let me try to get this here.
I'm sorry. So I heard something about an interview in 3 weeks.
Yes, you're right. Let me just go ahead and just one moment. Let me try to fix it. Maybe there's something wrong with my connection.
You sound better now.
Oh, did it sound better now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yep, in 3 weeks, Anthony, we're going to give you a call to review your campaign and check the progress of your account. Okay? So, in 3 weeks, that's going to be on the 26th of February. So, are you okay with that? Or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
Perfect date.
Okay. Do you want to do it at the same time that we started the client interview?
Yes.
All right. Anyways, I will add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay, thank you. So right now, I don't have to do anything. I just have to wait for the interview.
Right now, you already added us as a manager to your Google Business profile, so that's a very big check. And then you have added us to your Facebook. So the next thing that you're going to do, you don't have any photos yet, because if you do, I advise that you keep on uploading photos, but you don't have any photos yet. I'm noting it that way. So right now, I'm letting our Google team know that you have added us. So maybe they will be sending documents that is needed for the reinstatement of your Google Business profile. So please check your emails for that. Anyways, we will try to give you a call if we haven't gotten any responses from you.
Okay. Well, what was your name again?
Nikki. My name is Nikki.
Nikki, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, after we end this call, Anthony, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And this wraps up our onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Yes. I had one more question before we hang up.
Mm-hmm.
So I received a text message saying that this is my new number. All the calls will be forwarded from this number. Then it says, make sure to save this number in my contacts as local leads. Why would I have to save this number? Isn't all the phones coming to my number?
Yeah, just in case that, for you to know that this is your call tracking number.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, you do have your caller ID, the all gone bed bug, but we just wanted to make sure that you know that this is your call tracking number.
This is my call tracking number, 929-998-4434.
Yeah. And again, okay. As I mentioned, I will do a test call. So I will call that number and it will ring to the number that I'm calling right now.
Okay.
Yep. And yes, as I have mentioned, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS, Anthony. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away so we can adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Anthony, for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in the market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that was very much helpful, Nikki. Thank you so much for your input.
Very much welcome, Anthony. And enjoy the rest of the day. Take care always.
Okay, bye-bye. You too. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.